the Avengers can do anything. They can beat Thanos. They can bring peace to the Middle East. Why, they could even fix other movies. That and more on this episode of Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Stay tuned!
Brought to you by Scope!
And Colgate!
And Smokes!
God, they can do anything. They're a real Jared Kushner.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast! Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
Excelsior!
Welcome to the show. I'm Bri doing this time.
Yay!
Hi. we also got beautiful Merc.
Oh, thanks.
And beautiful Kyle.
Oh.
I'm okay. I mean, I'd call myself like a 6 or a 7, but...
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen.
You're a definite 8.
You're a solid 8.
Oh my god, you guys. That's so nice.
And we're here. And we're going to do the news probably right now.
News!
Current Zero News Flash.
This is something that we earlier reported. It's now come to pass.
What?
Dragon Ball Super has ended.
No!
131 episodes, and it was a great time.
Was it a good ending? I haven't seen it yet.
It was a really good ending.
Okay.
They all had a meal.
Was it like a good series ending or a good arc ending?
It was a good series ending.
You think so?
Okay. Yeah. It, like, there are some really high spots in the last arc where, was it, 12 universes fight each other to see which one will survive and the others get erased? It was a good time. It was a great time. There were good... You know, parts of the series where it was like, this is overly long and tedious for no real meaning. But at the end, it was like, oh, this is why people like this show.
Yeah.
It's awesome, and it's delightful, and it's charming, and it's sweet.
Yeah.
And it's over for the next year or so.
Yeah. We got that movie coming out.
The movie comes out in December.
There was that teaser, mm-hmm. which the animation style, the art style, is different.
Yes.
It's more, like, original manga looking in a lot of ways. And I put it as my cover photo, just that one moment where you just have Goku, he's in the Arctic or something. Like, hopping around, but, like, the motion is so smooth.
He's animated like Mike Tyson skipping a rope.
Yeah. Like, he's moving his head around, he's just, like, in the moment, and it's just like, oh! Like, this right here, if they're the actual... art design is a little more simplified,
mm-hmm.
Less detailed, but the motion, like, the actual fluidity of the animation is, like, really nice, and if they're going for more of that style going forward, I'm cool with that.
That's my newest bit.
I like it.
It'll be back.
Noah Hawley, who's, the showrunner for Legion and Fargo, specifically for Legion. Legion's so f***ing good. If you haven't seen that.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my god!
And I know they had the teaser for season 2, and...
so good.
You should gush over Legion, and we will respect that.
Oh my god.
Not mock
like, literally,
it.
It's... Yeah. I was super skeptical of how well that was going to be done, but it's phenomenally good. Okay, so Noah Hawley has been talking about doing a Doctor Doom solo movie.
Okay.
For 20th Century Fox for quite a while, and apparently, like, I don't know if it's getting a little bit further in the talks and whatever, but he's talking about doing it. And the way that he described it was like a Winter Soldier, Cold War political mixing genres sort of thing. Is he a hero? Is he a villain? Of course, that has to be part of it because you can't do Doctor Doom with like. Just being a villain, because he's one of those characters that's so incredibly complex.
Yeah.
But I am above all a reasonable man. Thus, I have granted your leaders 1 week to surrender to the rule of Doom, or suffer total annihilation.
My only thing, and
one
was,
of the yeah,
one of the weird thing was he was like mixing genres. My only hope is that you don't ignore the fantastical side of him being
the
a sorcerer.
Stuff, the occult.
You cannot like, if you drop that, you're missing out on half of the character.
Yeah. He's a sorcerer and also Iron Man, so,
yeah.
Like, good lord.
Oh, and President of the United States.
Doctor Strange and Iron Man the same character?
Oh!
Okay, so there's been an animated Death of Superman movie being announced already.
Oh,
there already was.
Yeah, they did Superman Doomsday years back.
Yeah.
I know, which is the interesting thing.
Tell me more.
There's really not a lot of information out, except that it's going to be a two-parter. And the second part is going to be Reign of the Superman.
Of the Superman.
Yeah.
We need to actually get serious for a minute here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sad news that has come up more recently about a comic creator in some straits, William Messner Loebs. A writer and an artist. He had a solid run on Wonder Woman. He's done a lot of great work. Is homeless currently, sadly. He is in Michigan, apparently due to just some bad luck, some bad circumstances. He had lost his home, and then he had moved in sort of like a trailer, I think, with his wife, and then I think there was like, I wonder if it was a fire or there was something, just a total chance thing or a gas thing or something, where he unfortunately had to make it at home, and so there's a few articles that have come out recently that he's, from what I picked up on it, like living out of his car and kind of going to churches for assistance and stuff like that, and he's like, you know, he's still going to shows, still going to cons and stuff like that, but he's not, doesn't have like a stable home or anything like that, and he's really struggling.
He's still going to cons?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck.
From what I had read, and again, it's hard to verify a lot of things, and I haven't had a lot of time to dig into it too deep, so take it with a grain of salt, but yeah, things have been better for him, and he's had some good runs there that have been adapted and made people a lot of money. You know what I mean? The elements of what he's done have been quite profitable, and it's unfortunate sometimes. I mean, we love this medium and industry, but it doesn't have the best track record of taking care of its creators who helped lay the foundation over the years. Different companies have different track records, but there's if you create or have a hand in creating stories or characters, they get adapted into movies that make a fucking billion dollars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You should get a little bit of assistance. And it's not always terribly even what happens there.
Oh, no.
And it's something needs to have some attention drawn on it.
Hey, Bri here, just with a little bit of a hopeful update since we recorded this episode. As of today, it's April 21st when I'm recording this piece. Bill Messner Loebs has set up a GoFundMe account. It's been running for 6 days now. He has a goal of $10,000, and he, as of recording this, he's only $192 short of that goal, and I imagine he'll get that any time now. By the time you're hearing this, probably surpassed that significantly. 240 people so far have chipped in to help him and his wife pass this tough time, and if you want to help out as well, it's at GoFundMe.com/BillMessnerLoebs. It's always so nice to see the comics community, comic fans, all together rallying to help somebody, to help one of their legends in need. So, yeah, if you want to be a part of that, please do check out his GoFundMe.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Hey, welcome to the warm-up.
Hi!
I'm trying something new. We've done Marvel trading card games and stuff before, but we're going to do something a little bit different. Here's how it's going to go, and I'll run through the thing, and then we'll do it. So everyone's going to pick... I had three down, but I'm going to say five now. Everyone's going to pick five cards, and they're going to hide them. They're going to pick them and not show anybody else what they are.
Oh.
Then I'm going to start a story with one of the characters that I have in my hand.
Okay, I like it.
And I'm going to get to a point where something will happen, or it's obvious that, like, the next person is going to take over the story.
It's weird that you'll play this, but you won't play D&D with us.
Nobody's invited me.
I invited you.
No.
You said you weren't interested.
No, you never said whatever. Single tear comes down my cheek.
Right now, we're fighting for our lives in the lair of the Dragon Queen.
Wrong. Right now, you're ass deep in a folding chair.
The next person gets introduced and uses their character and continues the story. And it'll be the person on my right. So it'll always, like, circle around that.
It'll always be Bri.
Keep going, Bri, your story sucks.
But each person has the right to trump once.
Can't use that word anymore.
No, we totally can. Or you can use that.
We're taking
or,
it back.
And taking back the word. And you can do it only once through
osmosis.
The story and interrupt at any point. So, like, I could be starting and the person on my left or even the person on my right, oh, I've just started or gotten to a certain point where it's not obvious that I'm gonna handing it off. And you can interrupt and yell, Trump! Or something or whatever, however you want to do
it. Let's yell something else.
I'm gonna yell Trump.
Whatever, however you want to do
it. Yeah, I like Trump
is
good.
You hijack the story, and it's not your turn or your moment or whatever, and you just take it from there. And you may get, like, a random verses or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
However you want to do it, that's totally fine. I guess I have to come up with a story. I probably should have
done you mother...
I probably should have come up with that before.
Once upon a time, Blank was walking through the woods.
19.
Hit me.
20.
Hit me.
21.
Hit me.
22.
Go! Boise, Idaho.
Thank you. Finally.
It's a quiet day in Boise, Idaho. It's just a regular shopping day. People walking around, doing the thing, shopping, farming, whatever the f*** they do in Boise.
Shopping and farming. You're in Idaho, baby.
I think I got Boise.
Shopping and farming, farming and shopping.
Sorry, Boise.
Boise gets to be shopping.
And there seems to be a couple of odd-looking folk walking into one of the local stores. And then all of a sudden, what's going on? There's explosions!
Whoa!
Explosions! And a giant robot appears. And it turns out it's the X-Men. Dun, 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 and the Sentinels. Exactly.
This is the first episode of X-Men.
Shut up!
Not me, alarm. I am here to serve and protect.
That lady was wearing a pantsuit and now she's Storm!
Woo!
That other lady was wearing a pantsuit and now she's Rogue!
Rogue, sugar!
And what are they doing?
They suddenly start fighting. So there's like a huge sentinel. It's coming in and it crashes through. It's, let's just say it's a mall.
Yeah,
it's a mall.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Why not?
Sure. Is it a strip mall?
Yeah, let's just take that
first
episode.
Yeah, full on mall, the roof and everything.
Boise has a mall. And
it might be dying, you don't know.
The X-Men start fighting and they're like, what's going on?
And they say, hey!
This is the original X-Men.
Yeah.
There's Cyclops, Angel, Beast, Marvel Girl, and Iceman.
Mm-hmm. And Rogue and Storm.
No Rogue and Storm. Although we did say Storm earlier. But they're not there. What happens next? You're up.
Well, somebody cackles from the distance.
It's Willem Dafoe!
Enjoying the show that's playing out in front of him that maybe he might have had a hand in. That's right, it's Mojo!
Oh.
As played by Willem Dafoe!
One can only hope.
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe!
Willem Mojo.
X-Men fighting Sentinels, it's a classic. It's a ratings winner every time.
Can Longshot come out and play?
Yeah. He's enjoying what he's set up.
But how do I make this better? Oh, maybe I add somebody else into the mix. You know what? These are the original X-Men. They're all teens. They're all young and nubile.
And he's
he's licking his long Willem Dafoe fingers.
I'm going to add the next new young teen to the team and throw in Shadowcat and see how she deals with these Sentinels.
And Shadowcat, consummate professional, she's got no problem
with bugs right out and leaves.
She's like, oh, time travel. Okay. And she jumps through the Sentinels, disrupting their electronics,
ba-boom,
takes them all down. She's like, sup, old folks?
Hey, five of you couldn't do what one of me did?
By the way, my name is Kitty. Meow. Then what happens?
Then you realize that there's actually a figure far behind the Sentinels seem to be coming from that person.
Right.
You're like, who is that?
It's like one of those puzzle skeletons from Gauntlet.
Is that person controlling all these Sentinels? Are they all these robots are jumping at us and we don't know where they're coming from, but it looks like it's coming from that person. And it turns out it's Dr. Doom.
Oh, no.
Oh, Victor Von Doom. And he was like, I need to control these wayward mutants. Wayward? What does wayward mean? I don't even know
where they don't know which way they're going.
They don't know where they're going.
They're not on
They're on a mutant rumspringer.
So, he's like, go forth, Sentinels, capture these mutants.
And as it turns out, this mole is in Glasgow, Scotland, and guess who arrives? Our dear friend Banshee.
What does he say?
There's more activity in this mall than I'm used to, laddie. I don't know, Scottish. He shows up, he sees Kitty's there, he sees some versions of the original. Banshees! Nope!
Is that Banshee? No! It's Hulk and the leader! And they're fighting! And they were like fighting in the desert, and they're like, bam, 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 I got a huge head! He's like, I got huge fists!
That sounds like how they'd fight.
That's totally how they fight.
That's true.
From that picture, that's exactly how they fight.
Ooh,
and then they slam in and they're like crash right through the roof of the mall and you don't even realize what's going on. It's just bedlam.
Is it my turn again?
That's how it goes in this order.
Shiza. So then Rogue shows up.
Huh.
She was there from the beginning, you guys, but everyone dismissed her because she was wearing a pantsuit.
She was just shopping.
Storm, some stuff fell on Storm, and she's claustrophobic, and she's having her own troubles. Maybe she'll turn up later.
Awesome.
It's like, Shaka, we were having a great pilot episode for this animated series before all this chaos erupted.
And then Mr. Fantastic shows up, and he says, no, forget animated series.
You've already trumped. But
well, it's this isn't really a...
This goes together. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Mr. Fantastic says, look, I mean, these Saturday morning cartoons are above you and I, Rogue. Let's go away and get a frosty chocolate milkshake.
Oh, boy. He's abandoning his whole family now.
And he's joining the Season 1 Simpsons.
Well, all right. So now the rest of the X-Men show up.
Oh, shit.
There they are.
So this is Wolverine, Gambit, Havoc, Psylocke. This is poorly drawn, though. Banshee, Storm... Jubilee, and Forge.
I would not have figured out that was Banshee.
I'm assuming that's Banshee.
Yeah, it has to be Banshee.
Guess what? You tried to stop him, but he's still here.
Full scream.
Woo!
Woo!
So they step in.
And what do they do? Wait, did Dr. Doom get dealt with?
Not at all.
Forge invents...
They're actually... by Jack Assery.
They're actually the other end of the mall, and they're just still shopping.
Yeah.
Like, there's an arcade in there.
It's a big mall.
It's so rare that you see an arcade
really,
in
the
mall.
Really, it is. And they're very excited.
This is a peak 90s mall.
Jubilee is like, woo, look at this store!
Oh, this thing going across the corner!
You know how much that game costs?
Yeah, a quarter.
Which is weird, because a lot of arcades, they'll cost like 50 cents.
Yeah, it's true.
You go to a high-end racing game, that's a whole loony right there. We're Canadian.
They're all playing X-Men the arcade game, except like literally only Wolverine can play as himself.
Storm's in there.
Was Storm in there?
No, wait. No, she wasn't.
No, yeah, Nightcrawler, yeah.
Storm's playing Dazzler.
Colossus. Dazzler, yeah.
Jubilee's playing Dazzler.
That's true.
Storm is playing Colossus. Because she likes to go,
Who doesn't? Well, my next one is...
Meanwhile, at that arcade...
We don't have to use all the cards.
I have 3 cards left. How do you only have one? Okay.
Because
I got drunk. Wolverine, using his keen sense of smell...
And his lasers that shoot out of his claws, as evidenced by the arcade game.
Yeah, absolutely. He breaks off from the gang. He's not an arcade kind of a guy. And he smells trouble. He smells somebody who wears hot metal armor... at all times, and seldom bathes, he smells Dr. Doom.
Ooh.
And he knows that he can deal with this problem because adamantium claws can probably cut through Dr. Doom's armor, I'm assuming.
Snickety snake.
Yeah. So he's like, listen, I've had enough of these Sentinels, I've had enough of this Dr. Doom. Enjoy your chili fries. I'm on the job. And Wolverine stalks off in pursuit of his prey.
I thought you were going to say, enjoy your chili fries in hell. At which point, Dr. Doom reveals that he's not working alone. No, he, not unlike the Fantastic Four film, Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, has harnessed the power of the Silver Surfer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dr. Doom is goddamn unstoppable unless there's a Galactus cloud in the area. Or, in case there's the entire Fantastic Four. He strips not the adamantium from Wolverine's bones, but he strips the skin from Wolverine.
Ooh.
And we are left with a...
Silver Surfer strips the skin
from
Wolverine?
No. Dr. Doom with Silver Surfer's powers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, boy.
He's got,
thought Magneto was
He's bad. Got Doug Jones and Lawrence Fishburne. And David Hyde Pierce, just because he likes the sound of his voice.
It's true. Who doesn't?
Oh! Who?
We did it!
Who could stop the maniacal Dr. Doom, who has a bunch of sentinels, and also the powers of the Silver Surfer? Who, I ask you? No one. No one is the answer, except for...
Venom. But he's in the area, but he doesn't like what he sees, so he leaves.
Drumpf! It doesn't really work if I'm the next one, but this is the last opportunity he has. Guess what? Spider-Man shows up to fight him!
Oh, no!
So guess what? This has no impact on anything, because Venom was not involving himself in this in the first place. But guess what? Spider-Man's there to punch him!
Oh, no! Punching!
At that point, the Red Skull shows up.
Yeah.
And he's like, my plans have come to a complete fruition. Spider-Man and Venom just kick the shit out of the Red Skull.
Yeah, I figure they would team up
and
he's
is
a Nazi!
This is like white suit, I'm a legitimate businessman, Red Skull. Venom and Spider-Man both hate this dude.
Yeah, good for
them. At which point, what happens?
At which point, Thing versus the Hulk comes in.
And just destroys
again, they're fighting, and then they just land out of nowhere. They were fighting, and then they land right in the middle of this melee. And we're like, what's going on? And then they realize, as always, we're not the enemies. You're not my enemy. So they actually start fighting the real enemy, and they all see Dr. Doom. And they all gang up on Dr. Doom. Problem solved.
They just... Wipe their hands off. Dr. Doom is like,
that
so was, much dust!
That was the sound of wiping hands.
Well, my allergies!
We'll settle this another day. Fade to black, and then the credits. And then the credits end, and then...
Oh! I didn't know you had a card! After credit scene.
Fury walks in, and he says, you think you're pretty good at this game, huh?
You are. Really, you are. That's not bad.
Did you enjoy what just happened here? Guess what? More of that forever.
There's a whole lot more games to play, Jubilee. And cut to...
Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, because we just took a bunch of other franchises and mashed them together.
Yeah, just put them together.
That's original.
For no good reason.
Anyways. Then,
I'll tell you this.
I don't know about the movie. Book sucks. Book's a pile of garbage.
I've read a few excerpts and knew.
I listened to the audiobook narrated by Will Wheaton. Did not do me any favors.
Oh, no.
Well, it's narrated by Will Wheaton, so...
Yeah, he's name dropped in the book, along with f***ing everything else.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And I've had a lot of friends who were, like, super excited for this thing, like, and it just... Nothing about that movie appeals to me.
The story itself is bullshit. It's like, every other page is like... Well, here's a reference. You like this reference?
It's what it just seems like. It's like, we're just it's a line of reference drops. Like, and it's the thing that I hate most about modern movies is, like, the hyper graphics and all the extra bits and stuff.
It's all about the presentation and not the actual story.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the note of creative bankruptcy, I'm pretty sure whatever the hell we just did... The best Marvel Comics event in 10 years.
What the f***?
Hey, welcome to the main topic. What is the main topic? Avengers is just coming out right now.
We're it's happening.
This week.
The movie that apparently 10 years have built towards, I don't know.
I'm super excited about it. It's
me too.
It's been a super fun ride. I love it.
Not out yet.
I mean, how many years has it been since Age of Ultron?
Ooh, boy, like 4, I think?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Makes sense.
But really, this has been,
I think people were a little too hard on Age of Ultron. I enjoyed it. It wasn't great, but it was It was a good time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So what we're going to do today for our main topic is Avengers in other movies.
Yes.
If we're going to take Avengers and we're going to plug them into other movie plot points and ideas and just...
How would they do with this crisis?
Yeah. If Avengers were in this movie, what would they do? And most of them would probably be like one little one-off things. We will not go heavily deep.
We certainly won't.
No.
After that colossal...
After that colossal warm-up that went super...
Don't say sorry. That was awesome. Don't you ever say sorry about that recurring... feature.
I have a huge list of them, though, so I'm going to have to pick and choose.
Yeah,
I
went crazy. Same thing as last week.
Okay, we're sitting in my basement, and my entire movie collection is right beside me, and I actually just sat down on the floor and just went...
Okay, quick question.
Which one?
Quick question.
Yep.
Is 127 hours on your list?
No.
Zark.
Is it on yours?
No, I looked over and I saw 127 hours.
I was like, Zark. Can I start with one?
Go. Let's do this as like
all right.
Barrage style.
Yeah, yeah.
Die Hard. It's Stark Tower instead of Nakatomi Plaza.
Yep.
The rest of the Avengers are pretty busy. They're out there. Guess who's strapped? In Stark Tower,
Hawkeye.
With the Masters of Evil, goddamn right it's Hawkeye.
Exactly.
Clint Barton.
We haven't met yet. I'm Clint.
Welcome to the party, pal.
He's trapped in there. The Masters of Evil are taking over. He's got to single-handedly deal with this situation. He has got to take out all the Masters of Evil one by one. And he does a pretty good job, actually. You have that face-off at the end, though.
Yeah.
You got, like, Zemo. You got
Zemo?
Hawkeye. Zemo. I'm assuming it would be Zemo. And he's, like, doing his whole thing, like, ha 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 ha, reaching back for his gun.
Yeah.
It's a bow and arrow. He's got to get it all ready. Boom! He got shot.
that's a lot of stuff. Like, how does he have a whole quiver taped to his back?
He does.
That's a lot of tape.
He planned it all ahead. It went quite badly, but he didn't get fatally shot, and the rest of the Avengers showed up at that exact moment after he got shot down.
And then Hulk shows up and grabs him by the feet and wham, boom, wham, boom, wham, boom. Wham, 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 wham.
All the big shot Avengers deal with the situation literally at the very last second. Hawkeye's been sneaking around, taking them out one by one for hours, and then all the other big shots come in there and just save the day at the last minute, get all the glory. I think that's okay.
Okay, may I go next?
Because I also
have quick ones. How would the Avengers solve Armageddon?
Ooh.
You know, don't want to close my eyes, don't want to fall asleep because I miss a baby, and I just want to throw the Hulk at a f***ing meteor.
Yeah, that would do it.
I mean, really, there's the movie.
Just
Bruce Willis is useless.
No, absolutely.
I'm not changing the movies.
This is the second Bruce Willis one, yeah.
I'm not changing the movies. I'm just inserting the Avengers into
the movie.
Yeah.
So that fails. That's bad. And then they're just like, oh, throw the Hulk at it. Bruce? Yeah, all right. Oh, good Bruce?
Heimdall! Okay. Yeah, bring a gate down and
just bores a hole through it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jotunheim.
Meanwhile, on top of Surtur...
It's a really nice day.
It's going to be a problem later.
I'll start with the one I had right at the top. It was the first one, right? Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I really didn't think out most of these, like, in terms of full plots. Even though this whole thing was my idea. Sorry. I just want to see Michael Madsen cutting Cap's ear off.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Sit down. Final warning. I can do this all day.
That's clearly, like, I mean, Abomination is the easy thing.
But, yeah.
He would have always been a really good Cassidy from Preacher.
Oh, Tim Roth? Yeah.
He would have been, I would argue, a good Ghost Rider or a good Hobgoblin.
Mm-hmm. Michael Madsen?
No, Tim Roth.
Tim Roth.
Oh, Tim Roth.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I can't argue against...
And Michael Madsen would be a good other Ghost Rider.
The guy they actually got for Cassidy from Preacher, I can't argue against that guy.
No, he's
the
great.
Guy from Misfits, no, totally. He's great.
He's great.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the guy from the Misfits, Danzig.
Yeah. Yeah. You won't be Wolverine, but you'll be someone.
Mother, and I cut Tim Roth's ear off.
Love it. What do you got, Kyle?
How would the Avengers solve X-Men Apocalypse? I mean, like, yeah, it's another comic movie, but how would they do it better?
Yeah. Easily? I don't...
Easily without a lot of problems. The other Quicksilver shows up. I'm also your son, I think?
This is awkward.
This is really weird. I'm not gonna reposition the guy and punch him to a catchy song, but yeah, I'll tell you what I am gonna do, bullets.
You didn't see that coming?
You have an enemy who's trying to reshape the world in their image. You have him bringing on superpowered characters that are commonly the main hero team affiliated into his fold, and they're going to turn on him later.
I'm just saying, this is very Age of Ultron-y.
Yeah.
This plot is very Age of Ultron-y. Kind of
excellent point.
But worse, obviously. So how would the Avengers deal with it? I guess the same thing. I don't know.
They'd have Spider-Man show up or something.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to pull a rabbit out of their hat there. Be like, oh, you didn't expect this character to show up, did you? There you go.
That's how it works.
You didn't see that coming?
But really, they're missing Hawkeye pulling those bad guys out of the bad zone.
Hawkeye should be the clincher for everyone.
Yeah.
I love missing Hawkeye, and you all know this.
How do they defeat Apocalypse, though? That's my question.
Yeah.
The power of teamwork.
So it's Apocalypse.
And also Vision, Iron Man, and Thor shooting lasers at him at the same time.
I'm pretty sure that would take out Apocalypse.
That would take out anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah. That took out my heart.
Again, its high points are quite good.
I love that sound that you just made.
What, which one? The...
Yes. Exactly.
I need three sounds here. Pew!
Pew! Pew! Labyrinth. In the end, Bowie's enormous package just defeats them all.
All the Avengers?
All the Avengers.
Well, how are you going to stand against that?
What about Tigra?
Oh!
She can try to grapple on, but it's just too much.
What about She-Hulk?
Same thing.
What about Fox?
What about all three of them?
I am exhausted from living up to your expectations. Isn't that generous?
Man, a lot of horn dogs on the Avengers. Huh?
Yeah, they're totally.
That's true.
A lot of horn stars.
Man, what about Dr. Druid?
Here's the thing you don't know about Dr. Druid.
He's amazing.
That bald head.
He's amazing. Here's one, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. I love when you apologize beforehand.
Yeah, it's like a pop-up video thing.
I'm sorry.
Justice League.
Anything?
Okay, which Avengers are we talking about?
I think we gotta go with the standard, like, Avengers 1.
So Namor takes over for Aquaman. Thor takes over for Superman.
Okay.
Moon Knight takes over for Batman.
Sure, okay.
And anybody takes over
for But also seven other guys take over for Batman.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how do they kick Steppenwolf into the sun?
Yeah.
Well, it's really weird. Daredevil, who has been an Avenger in the past.
That's true.
Shows up and is able to fight Steppenwolf to, like, a standstill. Neither one
Daredevil?
Of them. Daredevil.
Really? Wow.
He's got those quick senses.
Wow. That's my Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I know what you're doing, and it's fine.
Oh, you don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. So why don't you tell me what I'm doing?
There was a comic where, like, nobody could beat Ultron, and then Daredevil did somehow.
Oh, he beat him with a f***ing stick in the middle of the park.
Yeah, yeah.
I have that comic, and I'm like, what?
Daredevil and Steppenwolf are going at it, and they're going at it nonstop.
They're going at it nonstop.
They just will not stop.
Hold up, guys.
And all the children are being taken away as quickly as possible from this horrendous scene. But then guess who shows up? Guess. Let me hear some guesses.
Is it Marvel? Is it an adventure?
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Jarvis.
That's right.
Jarvis.
Hulk Jarvis.
Jarvis got exposed to some gamma rays.
No, this is a different guy named Hulk Jarvis. Yeah, they're just fighting to a standstill. But then Superman also shows up and punches him into the sun. And they're like, hey, we should, like, work together. Yeah, we're better together than opposed to each other. You're right. Here, hold Captain America's shield and Hulk's hammer. Whoa, I can hold both of these things and it's not a problem. That's great. We should work together. I agree. We should work together some other time. Fade to credits.
Oh, my.
Next scene, Nick Fury walks in. He said, I don't know what the f*** is going on.
This wasn't in my contract.
There's so many snakes on a train.
Okay. I suppose that just happened.
Are there more? There are more.
This is a speed round.
Train spotting. Cap is on heroin. Bark, bark.
Oh, yeah. That has precedent.
I just want to see him jump with his shield into the toilet and, like, just, like, dive deep.
Who's Bigby?
Thor dies of AIDS. Hawkeye loses a baby. And this is getting way too depressing. So I'm just going to skip that one.
So Hawkeye Bigby.
No.
Sick. No.
Wait, I remember Trainspotting. It's been a long time.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Oh, okay.
That character.
Yeah, it was a rough time.
Yeah. We'll just skip that. Imbruge is basically just Hawkeye and Ant-Man taking on a hitman.
Okay.
Do you remember Imbruge?
I have not actually seen Imbruge. I know.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those movies where it's like, I gotta watch this movie.
That is one of, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. That is so well written.
Okay. Reverse Back to the Future.
Reverse?
In a way. Because Tony Stark makes himself a time machine. He's with Steve, who gets shot down. And he blasts himself back into the 40s. And guess what? He finds himself with the younger Steve, who has never met Tony before.
Yeah.
It's mostly just past Steve trying to stop Tony from just ruining the future with all of his impulses. And also, Principal Strickland is the Red Skull. I did not think this through, but would watch it.
You're not wrong.
I would watch it as a film.
Totally not. Yeah.
All right. One more?
One more.
Just go with this, because I need to scamper off to the little boy's room.
Okay.
Mallrats.
Oh,
I actually started that one, and I wrote down Affleck / Batman somewhere uncomfortable.
Oh, like that's the back of the Batmobile?
Exactly.
I thought we were doing the Avengers.
That was the Avengers.
Hey, listen.
That's where it starts.
But then
you get to the Avengers.
Okay, so what's his name? Willem? Is he the guy who looks at the... Ethan Suplee.
Yeah.
That's the Hulk.
Yeah.
He just wants...
Smash sailboat!
He wants peace!
Smash sailboat!
He wants peace! He wants to be alone! He's looking at that, trying to find it, but he just can't, and he loses his temper. But he's, like, not really... You know what I mean? He shows up at the end, much like in the Avengers, being like, to smash something that sets off a chain of events that, you know what I mean? Like, smashing Loki, like, kicks a thing and it sets off a thing.
Yep.
His rage plays a role, but...
That just really is just a stepping stone. But then it's a stepping stone to the appearance of Stan Lee in that movie.
That's true.
Who really, Stan Lee, all of a sudden, as soon as you introduce him, all the characters come out from that point.
Comes together.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have, who's Brody? I feel like...
Wolverine.
But we're talking movie Avengers, or like anyone who's been an Avenger before?
I'm living in Xavier's basement.
Exactly.
I can't get my shit together. I don't care, bub. I can't get my woman, bub.
It could be Tony also.
Not smart enough to be Tony.
But like a Tony that's, he's a genius, but he's also kind of inhibited by his own, you know what I mean? Like he likes what he likes, and he's sort of living under his... Literally under his parents' shadow by living in a basement.
Mm-hmm, that's
like
true.
He inherited all of this.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy in his way. He's got a lot of creative thoughts, but he's sort of holding himself back in a way. And he's got a lot of ego, but he could be more than he is. He's got a lot of flaws that he has to overcome to become who he will be.
And so when they're talking to Stan Lee, they're like, so like the thing, he's made out of like orange rock. Is his dong made of orange rock? In comes Michael Chiklis as the thing. Put this in your book.
I will say.
Anyway, where's Jennifer Tilly? Oh, it's not Jennifer Tilly? Man, she looks like...
Joy Lauren Adams?
Yeah, Joy Lauren Adams.
And there was the other one that was dating the London boy. The London boy.
Man, Kevin Smith is not good with female characters, is he?
No, not really. The actor whose last name is London. I don't know his name in this movie.
Like T.S.?
T.S., that's him. And I guess you could
so
have...
So T.S. is Cap.
Yeah, T.S. is Cap. he's having a hard time adjusting to the world. He seems like a good dude, but he was just a little distracted, a little like, discombobulated, but otherwise has a good heart.
Who were Jay and Bob? Ant-Man and the Wasp. Can you guess who's who? Ant-Man is clearly Jason Mewes.
Yes.
Just shut the f*** up, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Shut up, Hank.
Yeah.
Claire Forlani?
Oh, yes.
She's actually, I love her as an actress.
No,
she's actually really good. I have several other movies that I just adore her in.
There's the Jane Foster Thor.
She doesn't have a lot to do. She seems like a decent human person who does not have a lot to do, so I guess she's Agent 13. sort of works. So you're dealing with the situation where you have, what do you call it, Michael Rooker.
Yondu.
Who's just Yondu. Yondu controls this mall, and he just wants him out of there.
Yeah.
And,
get out of here in your Hulkbuster armor. Is that Hulkbuster armor's hand covered in shit?
Oh, but these presents are amazing.
That's great.
Tries this whistle thing.
What does he yell? He yells, I'm Mary Poppins.
To everything that's just happened, Brody Stark is the most sarcastic. Just cuts him down so brutally that his feelings are so hurt. He's so sensitive deep down. I feel like Yondu, much like in Guardians, would sort of, you know, his sensitive side would get a little bit triggered there. He'd sort of back off. Brody would...
So Cap hooks up with Agent 13.
Absolutely. They get...
Brody Stark.
They get married at the Jaws thing. He does not understand the reference.
Ant-Man and the Wasp move on to many other movies.
Yeah.
And don't have a solo thing of their own until much later. And it's okay.
Eh. Okay. If you've hung on this long, then it's fine. Tony hooks up with, I don't know, I guess Shannon Doherty is Pepper? I don't really know what's happening.
You know what? Ant-Man and the Wasp have, like, this thing with Doctor Strange later, and it's all theological, and it's really good. And then...
That was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. You know what else is a good time? Other stuff. That was a bad segue, but you know what? It's the segue that we have.
It's the segue we're gonna use.
Did the Avengers solve every movie?
No!
You know what? I'm going to say yes!
Yes!
Let's see what else they can solve in the moment of zero.
Moment of zero. 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 Moment of zero. 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 Zero.
Today, in the moment of zero, we're doing a dramatic reading once again, and we're going to try to keep this... short as we can. In honor of the Avengers, we're doing possibly the most famous Avengers story of all. From January 1984, from Assistant Editor's Month.
January 1984?
Yeah.
I wasn't even alive.
I was barely alive.
I was in grade 4.
So this is the month where the regular editors were off, at least when they were writing and planning all this stuff, were off at San Diego Comic-Con. Mm. So they left the assistant editors in charge. And
looking at the thousand and thousand of people there.
Yes.
And let me just say, that back issue magazine that I get all the time, they just did a big thing on Assistant Editors Month.
Oh, yeah.
So check it out. Super fun.
It's a nice little question to have there.
It totally is, and it's an interesting little blurb about that.
This particular issue is Avengers number 239.
Yeah.
Written by Roger Stern, drawn by Al Milgram, inked by Joe Sinnott. And this is The Avengers on David Letterman.
Oh, it's the Letterman one.
Yeah. And we're talking 30 Rockefeller Plaza. We're talking late night.
Hi-yo!
We have some characters to cast, quite a few, actually.
Stunts.
Who has a flawless David Letterman impression? I'm looking at you, Merc.
Really?
Out of the three of us, you are the best at impressions, and Brian and I tried our Lettermans on the
way. We might have, yeah.
I need to...
If you want me to ask you about your drums, I'm the guy. Otherwise...
got any gum?
Back to the show. Okay, so who's playing who?
David Letterman is going to be played by our very own Merc.
Woo!
Hawkeye.
Horribly.
Will be Bri Kotick. Black Panther will also be Merc.
Woo!
Black Widow will be Mr. Colley's So. Wonder Man. Simon Williams.
Merc. I'll take it.
The Beast, Tank McCoy, I will take that. And I'm going to work on that voice. Sorry, guys. Paul Schaefer is, come on.
The one. Our the boy. Only.
It's Rain of Man. Our it's boy, Rain. Kyle. There's also the villain of the piece, who will be also played by Kyle.
And it's raining robots.
All the voices, like the announcer and whatnot, will be myself. So, let's get into this.
From New York, New York, the city so nice they named it twice. It's Late Night with David Letterman. Tonight, comedian George Ferrari and the Mighty Avengers. Woo! And now, a man who's not ashamed of his past, David Letterman.
Thank you. Thank you much, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, what can I say? Tonight is a special something, really, really special. In fact, it's probably the most special show we've had since our Camping with Barry White program. Yes, it's hard to believe, isn't it? But with all due respect to Mr. White, I think that this may be our greatest show ever. But as they say, that's for history to decide. For those of you who were raiding the icebox and missed the announcement, and are no doubt wondering why we have all these chairs out tonight, our guests are the Avengers, right, Paul? Ladies and gentlemen, our band leader, Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Oh man, like we've been doing late nights since what, the late 50s? And I've never looked forward to any show as much as I have this one. You know, what can I say? The Avengers? I mean, they're simply marvelous.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but isn't that...
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, it's a Captain America jersey. It's an honor to the Avengers.
Oh, by golly. I guess that proves we're all pretty excited. So,
yeah, Cap's gonna be here, right?
Yeah. So, would you please join with me in welcoming the Avengers?
Struck out and Beast wearing like a Hawaiian moo-moo or something.
I don't know what's going on. We got Black Panther. There's Simon Williams, Wonder Man in his it's the red velvet smoking.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
The straight on black cat suit kind of thing. Black Widow, Hawkeye in his traditional garb, and yeah, Beast is. He's got his feet up, and I don't know what the
Beast
hell.
Beast was excited to be on Ellen.
Can you dance? Can I?
So let's see if I've got this correct. Starting on the left, the far left, is Black Panther, then the Beast. Next to him, the Black Widow, followed by Summer Williams, also known as Wonder Man. And of course, Hawkeye. But let me tell you folks, this is some bunch of folks.
Just go with it.
Yeah. And this isn't even all of you. You were several Avengers who couldn't make it, am I right?
Here's the villain of the piece.
Blast it. Where's Captain America? Where's the Hulk? Where's the She-Hulk? Where's the f***ing She-Hulk?
Yeah, what is that?
He's very upset that She-Hulk's not there.
Yeah.
Who isn't, though?
I'm a man with a mighty beard, and I'm very upset.
The Avengers, and the Beast jumps forward. Where he's got like some white Dockers and a Hawaiian shirt on, he's living up.
Which works well with blue fur.
The Avengers have always tried to maintain a healthy reserve, Dave. Actually, though, I'm going to be quitting soon enough. I form my own group, the Defenders.
Black Panther says, "What?
Really?
You're kidding? Whoa!" Everybody's very excited.
Very surprised.
David Letterman continues, "Wow. That was some bombshell the Beast just dropped, Hawkeye. You're a group spokesman. What do you think?"
And there's a little bit of backstory that we cut out here. Hawkeye's recently become partially deaf, and he studied the questions secretly ahead of time. So he's trying, he doesn't quite know what Dave's saying, but he's trying to match up based on reading the question. Oh, Clint. And he thinks to himself, first question. "Well, David, the Avengers is a non-profit organization, fully sanctioned as a peacekeeping force, but just about every international organization you could think of.
You don't say.
Classic Letterman. Consummate professional.
You know, I was just about to ask you something along those lines. You wouldn't be a psychic by any chance?
No, the founding Avengers, only the Wasp and Thor remain active Avengers.
You little dickens. You've been peeking at my question sheet, haven't you? Alright, I might as well ask you the next question, which is, I hear you were recently married. Is that true?
Yes, Dave, just a few weeks ago.
How about that?
I've waited long enough. An Avenger is an Avenger. I can defeat this group as easily as I can defeat the regular.
Okay, so,
maybe easier.
So he has fashioned one of the cameras into a laser gun. He's an evil inventor type. We will just maybe skip a little bit here. He's the laser fires on them.
The camera
shoots. Which is literally the camera.
And the camera says, meow.
Meow, baby.
So the Avengers are under attack. They try to protect Dave.
He's America's greatest natural
fan. Oh, yeah. Mockingbird's also present. She tries to help them, but a big Thresher appears from a nearby dumpster. An indoor dumpster, because she's in the green room and goes into the hallway, and there's a giant dumpster right in the hallway of 30 Rockefeller Plaza.
Checks out, checks out.
They are they're fighting up a storm, and then Mr. Paul Schaefer decides to, literally this one panel we're doing, and mere feet away.
So far, the audience seems to think this is all some nutty put-on. If they realize it isn't, we could have a panic on our hands. We have to sustain the illusion. Okay, guys, let's give them a couple of fast choruses of Wipeout, and then hope for the best.
While this happens, giant robots, a robot Thresher, there's lasers fighting around, the Beast is fighting all to the tune of Wipeout.
Meow! Meow!
Okay, so while this is all going on, the inventor in the crowd is sort of cheering them on, and he decides what he's going to do. He's got a fake beard on. He wants to announce his presence while they're all fighting.
Wait, that was a fake?
Oh, it's a fake beard.
It looked like such a beautiful beard.
And he pops into the seat right beside Dave, so we're going to pick up right about here.
So Black Widow says,
Hawkeye, that man talking to Letterman, he's the one responsible for all this.
Say what?
Over there!
I don't recognize that guy Tash is pointing at, but I've got a sneaking suspicion it's not comedian George Ferrari. And then he fires an arrow of some sort. It looks like it's not like a sharp one, but it's something that's supposed to incapacitate him.
Like a gas arrow or something.
Yeah, but it bounces off of him like nothing.
And Dave thinks, where's the security crew when I really need them? Wow!
Relax, Dave. Nothing can hurt us here. I've taken the precaution of slapping a force field around us.
A force field, huh? Is there any effect on movement inside it?
Oh, not in the least. But we're fully protected from the outside, and it's all powered by this little power pack on my belt.
Well, in that case, Mr. Stankiewicz.
It's Riley, actually.
It's Stankiewicz now.
No, it's Elliot Riley.
No, seriously, it's Stankiewicz. Oh. I'm afraid we'll have to pull the big nose. Sir. I'm afraid we'll have to pull the big knob on your career.
He literally pulls a giant doorknob out of nowhere and hits him over the head.
Quick pause. Was that a recurring thing?
I don't recall that
as far as I can tell. This was out of nowhere.
And then he says, "I'm really sorry it had to be this way. I've never had to do this to a guest before." And totally smacks him right on the head. And it says, "Do-oing."
Yeah.
And then,
what?
But I'm afraid you stepped just a little out of line. I'll take that.
That doorknob.
It's just so darn big, isn't it? And he's like got his hands on his hips. That's a glorious Letterman moment. It's just so darn big, isn't it? I guess that'll teach you to mess with David Letterman.
Attaboy, Dave! Woo! Ha ha ha! Did you you see that?
Fantastic!
More!
Wonder Woman!
Meanwhile, the two Avengers still on the floor finally put an end to their adversary.
That's it, Tash. A little teamwork does it every time.
And we're going to end it here.
And I did a quick look up while we were at it, and I found over an hour of Giant Doorknob.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
So it turns out Giant Doorknob was a thing. It just seems so unlikely and improbable that it could only happen in comics in the 80s.
The minute I went through this sequence, I was just like, well, David Letterman pulls a giant doorknob and hits somebody with it, and I'm pretty sure Merc will enjoy this. Yeah. So.
I mean, the giant doorknob, wasn't that like the like feature thing that they were covering on an episode of Prisoners of Gravity?
Oh, man.
There was an
I don't recall that at all.
I'm making that up. This is a joke, and then we go with.
All right. I mean, yes.
Thank you.
The new Prisoners of Gravity.
Alan Moore had a lot to say about the giant doorknob.
Yeah, absolutely, he did.
See, the joke.
Oh, there's a giant doorknob.
The doorknob.
It really wasn't a apocryphal
the doorknob.
A metaphor for just how I just felt about it.
I'm also Alan Moore, and I'm speaking at the same time.
There's two Alan Moore.
There's two Alan Moore.
Two Alan Moores and one Ringo.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
And done.
So we did whatever we did.
Who are we?
And scene.
And scene.
I'm Merc. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. And Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram's Merc Asylum on Twitter. And if anybody's in the Calgary area, I will be in Calgary from April 26th to 29th at the Calgary Expo. This will be my 6th, 7th year, something like that. Crazy. Yeah, I'll be there in Artist Alley, which is in the Big Four building this year. Along with all the other comic stuff and art stuff is all going to be in that one building, so feel free to come visit. I have shirts, new prints, books, the whole bit. Please, come see me. Yes.
Hey, I am Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. I do a whole bunch of arty sort of stuff. I'm a quote-unquote artist.
Drop those quotes. You're a very good artist.
It's a self-confidence thing, but thank you for appreciating the journey. I do comic books and poetry books and prints and all sorts of other stuff, t-shirts, magnets, so on. And you can check it all out there. What about this guy?
What about you?
My name's Brian Kotick, and I'm going to do my bit. You can check out my comic, Welcome to Hereafter, at welcometohereafter.com. Also, if you scroll underneath the comic on the left-hand side...
Scroll?
Oh, no!
Bryce, the scroll! Kill him!
Oh, no! Scroll down underneath the comic, left-hand side. You might see a bunch of little blue buttons. Click those babies! You'll find me in all sorts of social media places. It's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram... Probably other things. Who knows?
Before we go, just want to thank Kenneth Preston Merkley.
Yeah.
You know what? We haven't given
neglected
him
the thanks lately, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, he did all of the theme music, the interstitial stuff for the show, and really helped to form what the show is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And he's freaking hella talented.
Super talented.
Like,
yeah.
More talented than this.
Yeah.
He's done some really
good stuff.
Some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Check him out under Ocean City Defender. He's got several albums under that name. And he's done some like movie music and super, super talented. Lots of stuff going on. And we have not mentioned him enough.
No, we haven't.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
We kinda slacked on that and we do apologize for that.
We kinda slacked on a lot of our end of show promotion stuff.
We're gonna do better.
Well, with that in mind, check out our Facebook page, Zero Issues Comic Podcast. We post stuff that isn't just the episodes. We post other stuff to, get people talking.
Of note.
Hey, let's chat online.
If you have ideas for what you want to hear us talk about and blab about,
feel
free. We're very open.
We're always looking for more ideas, and that's a big part of the show is, like, before getting together, like, oh, what are we going to do this episode about?
Yeah.
So if you have an idea, if you have something that you really want to hear
us talk about, the show. Join in. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
All right.
Tune in next time when Bri says,
I love you.
And Merc, in response, says,
this is awkward.
And Kyle,
I'm married and you're married. And
our love is forbidden.
And Kyle, the only unmarried person in the group, says, I know. And then Nick Fury shows up and he's like, I'll marry you, Kyle. Motherfucker.
Want to join the marriage initiative?
Get on the plane with the snakes.
I want to join the marriage initiative. I want that to be my wedding vows.
It could happen.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm making this shit up. This is a new one. I'm doing.
I guarantee.
Hey, take a
Leatherhead. What are you doing here?
Leatherhead.
It is I, Jim Cummings.
Nobody remembers Cajun Leatherhead.
Is that G.I. Joe?
No, like Leatherhead from the Ninja Turtles.
I don't remember that at all.
In the 1987 cartoon, he was Cajun, and he was just like this fucking Cajun dude. He was like, I'm an alligator. I'm gonna cook you up with some nice crawdads.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but yeah.
He wasn't like Gambit Cajun.
Oh, we already,
by
we,
which I mean authentically Cajun, apparently.
We did the news already, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good. Here we are.